utilities company brings manufacturing in-house. As an engineer, what do you do when faced with a problem that has no off-the-shelf solution? The answer is obvious: you build one yourself. This applies not only to the tinkerers and inventors toiling away in garages and workshops, but also to multi-billion dollar organizations. Consider the Canadian public utility, Hydro-Québec. Hydro-Québec, formed by the government of Quebec in 1944, the company currently controls 63 hydroelectric power stations with a combined capacity of 36,908 megawatts. Its total revenue in 2016 was $13.75 billion CDN, $11.15 billion, with a net income of $3.15 billion, $2.55 billion. Consequently, the company's power rates are among the lowest in North America. So, what does a public utility do with that kind of revenue? Meet EREC, Hydro-Québec's $100 million research institute, and the only one of its kind in North America. Employing roughly 500 scientists, technicians, engineers, and specialists, EREC is tasked with extending the service life of Hydro-Québec facilities, boosting performance and optimizing maintenance. A subsidiary of Hydro-Québec, MIR Innovation, Maintenance, Inspection and Robotics, works on commercializing the technologies developed by EREC's team of robotics researchers, engineers and technicians, with a specific focus on asset inspection and maintenance. Line Scout, Transmission Line Inspection and Maintenance. One of EREC's biggest success stories is the Line Scout, a robot designed for inspecting and maintaining overhead power lines. Hydro-Québec's transmission system is the most extensive in North America, comprising 533 substations and over 34,272 kilometers, 21,295 miles, of power lines. Those lines require regular maintenance and inspection, but they're often located in remote mountainous or forested regions that are difficult for maintenance crews to access. The Line Scout is EREC's solution to this problem. Weighing in at 115 kilograms, 254 pounds, the Line Scout can travel along 735 kilovolts/1,000 power lines at a rate of 1.0 meters per second, negotiating obstacles like insulator strings or vibration dampeners as it goes. Four cameras allow operators to conduct visual inspections, while digital radiography enables the Line Scout to detect broken conductor strands under suspension clamps. It can even repair broken strands or ground wires using specialized onboard tools. Thanks to EREC, other electric utilities in North America, Europe, and Asia are using one or more Line Scouts. The robot also won the 2010 Edison Award and the 2012 IET Innovation Award for its contributions to the advancement of the global power industry. However, despite its success from an engineering standpoint, you won't find a Line Scout hanging from every power line. Why? Ultimately, it comes down to manufacturing. EREC developed the technology and MIR Innovation commercialized it, but Hydro-Québec as a whole is not in the business of mass-producing robots to inspect power lines. Like all companies, Hydro-Québec exists to serve its shareholders, of which it only has one, the province of Quebec itself. The Line Scout solves a problem for Hydro-Québec, and through various partnerships with other utilities, it's solving the same problem for others as well. However, the utilities market is relatively small, as is the number of potential customers for any given solution. Mass producing the Line Scout just doesn't make financial sense, regardless of its engineering merits. Drones for power line inspection and maintenance. Given the ever-increasing use of drones for inspecting manufacturing facilities and gas pipelines, mapping oil spills and even taking a more active role by fighting wildfires, one might wonder whether there really is a business case for the Line Scout. Serge Montambault, manager for inspection and maintenance robotics at EREC, argues that the principal advantages the Line Scout has over drones are its stability and payload capacity. However, that's not to say that EREC isn't also working on using drones for transmission line inspection and maintenance. This is all about efficient maintenance with the right tools, Montambault said. To that end, Hydro-Québec has been developing unmanned aerial vehicles, WAVs, equipped with sensors that detect the early signs of corrosion in conductors. The sensor, called Line Core, also developed by EREC, can evaluate the galvanic protection on transmission and distribution line conductors, even when they're energized. Of course, having a sensor that can operate on energized lines isn't really useful unless you have a drone that can land on them without getting fried. That's why EREC has been hard at work on enhancing UAV electromagnetic immunity. You can see some of the results of this research, including landing a drone on an energized 315 kilovolts line, in the video below. Although these drones aren't yet seeing field service, it's not hard to imagine potential applications beyond power line maintenance and inspection. Having a UAV that can come within spitting distance of a high-energy line and float away unscathed would presumably be appealing to any company looking to use drones on a regular basis, like Amazon. Scompi, turbine repair. One of the earliest EUREC projects, Scompi is a compact robot designed for repair and fabrication tasks on large steel components. Traditionally, replacing or refurbishing large hydropower turbine runners is a lengthy and expensive task, one which can require removing the runner from its housing. In an effort to find an alternative, EUREC developed a portable, rail-based robot that can fit within the confined space surrounding turbine runners. Weighing in at just 38 kilograms, 84 pounds, and with a reach of 940 millimeters, 37 in, Scompi fits right in. Once a temporary rail has been installed, the robot can be deployed to perform cavitation pitting and crack repairs, blade profile modification for increased efficiency, spherical valve sealing surface repairs and other tasks, including grinding, polishing and hammer peening. Scompi, like other EUREC projects, has huge potential outside the power industry. A portable robot that can effect repairs on large components would be a natural fit in the aerospace industry, for example. However, although some aerospace companies have expressed interest in Scompi, Hydro-Québec is not in the business of selling robots to aerospace manufacturers. The public utility paradox. In the end, this is what makes Hydro-Québec such a fascinating case study in robotics research and manufacturing. As a public utility, it has no competitors, leaving it free to form technological partnerships with others in the same industry without fear of losing some competitive advantage. At the same time, the security engendered by the company's unique position means that EUREC and MIR Innovation have a particularly narrow focus. The road work done at EUREC may never take the automation world by storm, but not every engineer needs to change the world. For many, the chance to do cool things with robots is more than enough. For more information, visit the Hydro-Québec website.